The New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox meet tonight in Boston, Game 1 of their American League Division Series. The matchup features two former players from each team now in their rookie year as managers, Aaron Boone for the Yankees and Alex Cora for the Sox. And in Puerto Rico, people can't get enough of that. Many Puerto Ricans are Yankee fans with a strong connection to New York, but native son Alex Cora with the Red Sox is already something of a legend on the island. Simone Rios from member station WBUR traveled to Cora's hometown to hear about how the Sox success is helping offset frustrations with the recovery from last year's hurricanes.
When he gets a text message from the man he calls Alex, Jose Amid Rodriguez is all goosebumps. Even thinking about it, he lifts his arm up to show the hairs standing on end.
A todo el mundo siempre contesta. Y se siente uno bien orgulloso cuando uno le escribe a un
Rodriguez owns The Wings, a sports bar in Cora's hometown of Caguas, about 20 miles south of San Juan. He says Cora stays in touch with his people. He pulls out his phone to show a recent text exchange with the Red Sox manager in which Rodriguez congratulates Cora for clinching a spot in the playoffs. On the wall of the bar is a signed Cora baseball cap alongside jerseys from Puerto Rican ballplayers across the major leagues, Yadier Molina, Carlos Beltran, Roberto Alomar.
Para mí eso se me hincha el pecho de decir que eres mi amigo y mi hermano.
There's also signed jerseys from Derek Jeter and Bernie Williams. That's because Rodriguez is a Yankee fan. But he says he swells with pride having Cora as a friend. So this year, he wants Cora and the Sox to win the World Series. After that, he'll go back to rooting for New York. To casual baseball fans in Boston, Cora is a new household name, but on the island, he's been known for years. Rodriguez says 2017 was the year of Alex Cora. He led the Caguas Winter League team to a Caribbean title, Puerto Rico to second place in the World Baseball Classic, and was bench coach on the World Series champion Houston Astros. Cora took the helm of the Red Sox last fall and did something few people expected. He led the team to the most wins in Sox history.
Win number 106. The Red Sox all-time record. 2018, the winningest season in the club's 118-year history.
For some Puerto Ricans, that moment was akin to another in the island's baseball lore. That's the sound of Roberto Clemente, 1972, notching his 3,000th career hit. Clemente died in a plane crash 3 months later, delivering supplies to Nicaragua in the wake of a devastating earthquake. Clemente is the be-all, end-all of Puerto Rican baseball. There's a stadium erected in his name in San Juan and statues all over the island. And at least one Caguas resident thinks it's only a matter of time before Alex Cora achieves Clemente-level status. David LeBron is a cook at the sports bar where Cora often eats when he's home in Caguas.
Some people say that if he wins the World Series with the Red Sox, that they're going to be putting statues up to Alex Cora in Caguas. Is that true?
I really don't know, but I hope so. If he keeps accomplishing great things in baseball, he will get to that level. Maybe Roberto Clemente, maybe better.
At 42, Cora started his major league managing career with a relief mission to Puerto Rico, which was still without power after Hurricanes Irma and Maria. As part of his job guarantees, he got the Red Sox to donate money and supplies to the hardest hit areas of Caguas. In a boxing gym at the sports complex, where Red Sox stars doled out baseball gear to the local youth 1 year ago, amateur boxer Caroline Camacho Flores talks to me about Alex Cora as she prepares for her next fight.
Una persona que echó pa'lante, sin importar, ¿verdad? Lo que
Camacho says Cora is a fighter and that he's making history.
Yo veo a Alex Cora es lo que está saliendo en todos los periódicos.
Caguas resident Ismael Cruz says Cora has shifted the focus away from all the bad news around the anniversary of the hurricanes.
Ale le cambió el enfoque a lo que todas las noticias durante todos estos días.
Cruz says the devastation is painful to think about. On September 20th, The one-year anniversary of when Hurricane Maria made landfall, the Sox clinched the American League East.
Se ganó eso, se lo merecía, se lo merece. Sentí como si los criollos de Cagua hubiesen ganado también.
Cruz says that seeing the success of the Red Sox under Alex Cora is almost like watching the home team win. For Here and Now, I'm Simon Rios.
So again, the Sox meet the Yankees tonight. The Houston Astros host the Cleveland Indians in game one of their five-game set. In the National League, the Colorado Rockies are in Milwaukee, taking on the Brewers, who took game one last night, and the Atlanta Braves face off against the LA Dodgers. LA is one game up. There you have it. You are good to go. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
Robin, can you tell us the score on Kavanaugh so far? We just don't know.
51-49 in the closure 50, vote.
That's today, right, exactly. And then we'll find out the rest tomorrow. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.